It's great to be able to share with you. When Nathan asked me to speak, I hadn't really... I thought, oh yeah, that'll be really easy to do, but it's hard to convey the sense of joy and peace, I suppose, of what we experienced. So, but anyway, we'll see how we go. So, look, I'm sure many of you know that last month, members of my community and I, we set out on a pilgrimage to by road to the centre, to Uluru. And the purpose of our journey was to mark 40 years of L'Arche in Australia. So for those of you who don't know, I'm part of the L'Arche community. I lead the community here in Melbourne. And L'Arche is a community of people with and without intellectual disability who share life together. It began in 1964 in France when a man called Jean Vanier invited two men, Raphael Simi and Philippe Sou. He welcomed them from an institution for people with disabilities. And he invited them to come and live with him in a small little house in a village in France. From there, from those beginnings, there are now 152 communities in 37 countries. So we've got communities in places like Haiti, in Kenya, the Ivory Coast, France, Germany, Austria, and here in Australia. In India as well. In 1978, we began our community here in Australia on the shores of Lake George in a little town called Bungendore in the, I don't know if it's in New South Wales or ACT, I think it's New South Wales still there, just outside of Canberra. And today we've got communities in Canberra, Sydney, Hobart, Brisbane, and here in Melbourne, of course, and we've got projects in Newcastle, Perth, Adelaide, and Bendigo, and a small seed group in Alice Springs. So, to celebrate our 40 years of shared life on this continent, we decided to gather at Uluru and to give thanks for all that has been given in those 40 years. When Nathan asked me to speak, I was conscious of not wanting to give you a style of, you know, school report of what I did on my holidays type thing. So I thought I'd, and didn't want to do a lot of big slideshow, and also I wasn't very organised. But so I thought I'd just share with you a little bit about some of my reflections of our time as we wended our way across the land. The idea of pilgrimage has a long history. Not only in Christianity, but in all faith traditions. There is a recognition that the experience of getting out of our everyday life and setting out on a purposeful journey is an opportunity to allow ourselves to experience God in ways that are not always available to us in our everyday to-day lives. So then why would a group of ragtag folks, of people with and without intellectual disability, choose Uluru as our destination, our place of pilgrimage to? Well, firstly, it's in the desert. And the desert for us Christians has been a place always to be stripped away of non-essentials and to encounter the living God. And it has been so for thousands of years. It's part of our tradition, and as Christians and as a Christian community, we wanted to claim that. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, as people on this continent, we cling to the edges of this land. We are people of the edges, the margins, and there is something wild and fearful about going to the centre, going into the heart. We called our pilgrimage a pilgrimage of the heart to the heart. And in doing that, to search out for what is essential, what is it that it rests in our heart, and to be confronted by the vast spaciousness that is at the heart of this continent. And finally, the other reason was that after 40 years in Australia, we have named as a community that we wanted to engage more consciously with our Indigenous brothers and sisters. And what does it mean for us to live on Aboriginal land? We seek to be a people of reconciliation and peace, and to walk on this land, on this earth, that is soaked in blood and in tears of our first peoples. All of our other communities decided to fly, and yours truly decided, for some bizarre reason, 18 months ago, that it would be better to experience the real sense of pilgrimage and drive, to actually drive to Uluru with 10 other people in 3 vehicles, people with and without intellectual disability, together day and night for 21 days. Seems like a good idea at the time, but at our time of our departure need, I doubted this more and more. And even on the day of our departure, I had 2 people who were going to be accompanying us pull out, and one of the people who was coming with us, a filmmaker, telling me who he never gets sick, that he was feeling very, very sick and he was a bit concerned. And so I just breathed and smiled and said a little prayer and trusted that it would work out. And you know what? I needed to feed. It was actually amazing. And this was an important learning for me in listening to that still small voice of us, that crazy, impulsive voice within us that invites us out of our comfort zone and to enter into the kingdom of God, no matter how illogical or topsy-turvy that kingdom is at times. As we travelled across the land, the beauty of the country and the grace of the journey revealed to me and to us the grace and the beauty in each one of us. The absurd friendships that were struck up between people, the hilarious conversations, the crazy games that we played were all part of it, which added to this amazing tapestry of an experience. And wherever Lash goes, we tend to attract a crowd. So whether it was talking to the very reserved and very gruff truck driver, long-haul truck driver at one of the truck stops, or starting a conga line at the campsite at Uluru, I can't tell you how beautiful it was. We had an amazing moment where the young filmmaker who travelled with us wanted to connect with an assistant who he had lived with in Lash in Kenya. And so one night after gathering with our friends in Adelaide, a little project group there, we went and met this man. And Manu's story was quite amazing. He was he escaped the Rwandan genocide and had settled in Melbourne, and had settled in Adelaide after doing his medicine degree in Western Australia. And there he and his partner, his male partner, are living, and they have a child together. And so in 4 of us walked, people with and without disabilities, one of us not wearing a shirt because they decided that their time of wearing the shirt that night was done. They wanted to go home. And to see this funny group sitting on the lounge room floor of this family, and just being like any other community, Lash community, anywhere else in the world, was really, really beautiful. And then there were the ways in which our different members, Rory in particular, connected with our Indigenous folk as we met along the way, saying things like, "G'day, brother, how are you? Who do you barrack for?" And it's amazing, the universal language of AFL between, I don't know how we'd go in Queensland, but certainly across Victoria and South Australia and the Northern Territory it worked. Jean has said that Lash is never more essentially Lash than when we are on pilgrimage. And he is right. The gentle rhythm of the journey erodes the differences, and we slowly melt into just being one body and one people. And I just want to end this little sharing with a little reflection from, or some extract of a reflection from Miriam Rose Ungermar's Dideri. So she says that Dideri is a contemplative way and it spreads over our whole life. It renews us and brings us peace. It makes us feel whole again. It is about listening. It is about listening and paying attention. It is about learning that things happen in the right time, not to hurrying things, that the right people must be present, that everything must be done in its proper way, that we don't like to hurry. There is nothing more important than what we are attending to. There is nothing more urgent that we must hurry away for. And we wait on God. His time is the right time. We wait for him to make his word clear to us. We don't worry. We know that in time and in the spirit of Dideri, that deep listening and quiet stillness, God's way will be clear. And as a people and as a community, we listened. We listened and we walked on the land. And for that, I give such great thanks.